Year by year, too, more little elephants were added to the herd. Now, some fathers have a way of slipping off into the forests when the youngsters are trotting around, letting the mothers have all the bother of bringing up the children. But Kubwa was too much of an overlord for that. He never left his herd. He bossed the mothers, and he saw to it that the mothers bossed the children. None of the tricks that he used to play on his mother for him. Every year he grew bigger and stronger, and his tusks grew heavier and longer. They were very long for their weight, sharp and fierce like swords, and very curving, growing toward each other. He used to thrust them into an enemy with such wicked force that no elephant would stand up to him. After a time, they grew so long that they began to cross in front of him. They were about 7 feet long when they began to cross, and they grew so long that they extended about 2 feet more beyond the crossing. He could do a great deal with 2 feet of tusks, but not nearly so much as he wanted the other elephants to keep on believing he could. That crossing would stop his thrust short. He lost all the 7 foot length behind it. He knew this, and he wondered if the other elephants of the herd ever thought of it. Those crossed tusks of his gave him a good deal of secret uneasiness as he grew older and older.